8:07 on the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News as Florida registered another daily record for coronavirus cases on Saturday, more than 11,000. And that yesterday, just 10,000 more throughout the state, locally seeing those numbers increase. Though no new deaths in Jacksonville and Duval County on Sunday. Dr. David Caro is with the Emergency Department at UF Health Jacksonville. And late last week, we heard your CEO update city council members during a meeting reporting 38 COVID-19 patients at UF Health Jacksonville. Less than 2 weeks prior, there were 8. Where do things stand this morning in terms of COVID-19 patients in the hospital and in the ICU, doctor?
Hi, Rich. This morning, we're at 55 that's being reported in the hospital, all told, and 16 of those are in the ICU. So we've actually gone above what our projections are internally for what we thought would be in the intensive care.
So help us understand what you're seeing over the last week to 10 days or so, as we have seen the increased number of cases. One of the things that we have heard over and over again is it's a younger population that's testing positive, and the increased number of tests is leading to the increased number of cases. Is that translating to hospitalizations?
So hospitalizations are climbing. Looking past about 2 weeks, we've seen two bumps. About 2 weeks ago, we had a high of almost 10,000 in the state, and that did not translate to hospitalizations that increased. But this bump in the past week really has, and we've seen our cases in the hospital and in the ICU climb over the past about week, starting right before the beginning of July, and it seems like it's on the rise and continuing to climb.
Is this a lagging number that follows a couple of weeks back when we started to see the increase of positive tests coming in Florida?
It seems that way. It seems our caseload here at UF definitely has started to climb after that, at that state opening. But the past week, we've really seen a dramatic rise, as has the rest of the hospitals in the city and in the region. So we're starting to see a big bump in hospitalizations, where before we had seen an increase in just the total case numbers that were positive. So we are starting to see more sick folks. The folks that are younger don't necessarily wind up in the hospital. Our average age that's going into the ICU, we're looking at folks in their 50s to 80s, with only one person that's been in their 30s in the ICU. But we're still seeing that population that's at risk having to come into the hospital, and those numbers have been climbing just as well.
And are those folks in ICU also in a position where we have seen multiple times over, and we've heard about the underlying medical issues, whether it's breathing problems or other issues?
Our ventilator use has gone up in those patients, as has our use of some of the higher capable oxygen techniques in those folks. So those folks are a little bit sicker. And we've also seen a number of folks that have come in to the emergency departments that thankfully are able to go home and don't require as much oxygen. So we're seeing a combination of both of those types of patients.
Talking with Dr. David Caro from UF Health Jacksonville, are you all dealing with a capacity issue? What does that look like from UF Health? And then as you look across the area, are we dealing with or seeing a capacity issue at all?
So the hospital capacity is starting to dwindle. We've seen a couple of the area hospitals that are almost at full capacity, and we are getting close to that here at UF Jacksonville. The good news is that we do have capability to continue to expand to a limited degree in that instance. Thankfully, last night was not as difficult as the nights before, but we're still watching that closely because each of the area hospitals now have had their highest number of COVID patients that we've had since the start of the beginning of the pandemic back in March here in Northeast Florida.
How would you say Jacksonville and Northeast Florida compares, for example, in Texas, to communities of interest? Houston's mayor and the mayor of Austin, Texas, both worry openly over the weekend about being overrun within 2 weeks if the current trends hold. Are we well behind that? Is that a concern that you even have at the local level?
That is a concern. It's something that we're watching closely. I don't think we're at that point yet, but I do know that the folks at the city's Emergency Operations Center are watching that closely. Each of the hospitals report into the EOC every day. And I know that there has been calls between the hospital leadership in the past couple of days monitoring the situation, and the hospitals are sharing information to keep on top of that and make sure that we've got enough capacity to handle all the folks that are coming in. So definitely a concern, something that we're watching. I don't think we're at that level yet, but we are concerned if this wave continues at the pace it is, that we will be at capacity fairly soon.
We're seeing a surge in testing as well, as a new COVID testing mobile unit is right across the street from you all at the Department of Health facility that operates all this week. The federal government and the state announcing collaboratively a series of testing sites that open up Wednesday. We've got those listed at WOKV.com. From a hospitalization standpoint, is it a benefit to see that we see the surge in testing? How do you all kind of see that surge in testing to at least be able to know people who are ill?
Any help in testing is helpful. We'd love to see that augmented, and we're very thankful that that's come into town. There are concerns that we could run out of the specific type of test that we're running right now in the near future if we continue to run at our current pace. So having outside help with the testing actually does take a little bit of the load off the internal hospital labs, and that is very helpful in that regard. We'd rather have more tests done than not. That actually helps overall kind of get a gauge of what's going on in the community and what's going on within the region and in the state. So more testing is always welcome, and we're thankful that that's happening.
And you can see those testing sites that were announced this morning, three federal testing sites that will come online by midweek at WOKV.com. Dr. David Carroll at UF Health Jacksonville in the emergency department, do appreciate the update again, and the relationship will continue to stay close by and up to date over the coming days and weeks. As Jacksonville